Dave Moore on Today FM.
Jared, hello. Listen, I know you may not be an Irishman, but I think we share a Celtic brotherhood, right?
For sure, for sure. I'm very strongly connected to my Irish roots. So, no, I get lit up when I go there or I speak to somebody from there, I think about there. That's my heritage. That's Stoic's got his Viking legacy. That's Jerry Butler's legacy. Yeah.
Jerry Butler is so an Irish lad I went to school with. Like,
wait, was there a guy called Jerry Butler?
There was. Yeah, he's in my year in school. Jerry Butler, yeah.
Because the Butlers are from Kilkenny, I believe it or not, all the way back to the Norman times.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm Dublin, so his family managed to make his way to Dublin at some point, so.
So my family from Donegal and then just outside Dublin. Yeah.
When you are here and you are getting lit up when you're here and enjoying yourself, have you a favourite, I don't know, town, a spot, a restaurant? Have you a favourite place to go? When I go over, I need to get to.
I love Kerry. I love Kerry. Like, you know, even though I'm Scots-Irish, you know, I'm always like, yeah, but Scotland is so beautiful. But there's times going through Ireland and out there in Wicklow, that's pretty special too. And I've made two movies outside in Wicklow. But I remember when I went into Kerry, I went, okay, this is when you start to believe in all that fairy magic and all that stuff, you know? Like, you go, okay, yeah, I get why the ancient Celts were like, okay, what's that dancing over there? We need to go and
check that out. Yeah, absolutely. you shot How to Train Your Dragon in Belfast, so how were the months spent up there? Was there fun nights out with, I don't know, Nick Frost and Peter Serafinowicz or anything like that?
Yeah. We had some fun times there. I mean, Belfast is like Glasgow. They're so similar, and they like to claim you as your own. And after the whole town's had 10 beers, that means that everybody wants a hug. So sometimes you got 10 people hugging you at one time. And I quit drinking, over 2 decades ago. So it doesn't have the same appeal to me, you know.
But still, you're a big enough man. You can take those 10 people on in that big bear hug.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, can we get two more on top? And then we should be good.
Well, actually, Stoic, the character that you now bring to life, you know, physically on screen, is massive in this movie. They've done that so well. How much of that is shoulder pads and how much of that is raw Butler beef? You know what I mean?
I do like to talk about the raw Butler beef, but I'll be honest, not a lot of that was raw Butler beef. That was... And I was glad when they... At first, I was glad when... Because I said to Dean, am I going to have to start getting... He went, don't even worry about it. We have plenty of costume. Now, after my first costume fitting, which took 4 hours, and I, at that point, had about 107 pounds on me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, maybe I should have put on the raw Butler beef. We got the costume down to 90 pounds. But that 10, 12 hours a day, that was brutal.
And the beard.
The beard itself was 77 pounds. pure yak hair. I was too scared to ask which part of the yak it came from. But it was extremely uncomfortable. But to be honest, all those things really helped take me to that place to be Stoic. When I stepped onto set, because there's only two, it was really myself and Nick Frost as Gobber that they went to town with on the costumes. Everybody else was a Viking, but we were on another level, which was both at times cumbersome. But when you stepped out there, I knew I was the leader. I was a warrior. I was the chieftain. And I felt like that. And I used it to my advantage, you know, to get that power. And then also to play against that, because to see a man that size struggling with the basic... basic parts of trying to be a human being or a father or you know, having a, you know, kind of give it, like, to crack open like he does and that vulnerability, I think it made it all the more moving and emotional.
And all it took was 77 pounds of yak hair. I mean, who knew?
Come here. Who knew? Yeah, I now walk around every day with a yak in case I need it for something.
Can I pay you a massive compliment, okay? Because, Mr. Butler, you are my... You're my guaranteed actor, is what I call you, right? When I see your name on a movie, I know I'm going to have an amazing time. So I'm thinking the Den of Thieves movies, Kandahar, Olympus, London Has Fallen, Greenland, Geos, or anything I see. When I see Jared Butler, like, my television already knows, it goes, would you like more Jared Butler movies? And I'm like, yes, yes, I would. I love you.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. You're the one. I heard there was somebody out there who actually, it came up on their TV, would you like more as opposed to would you like less? So that's brilliant. I feel like a regular punter who likes movies. And therefore, and I have the good fortune to get a chance to make them. So I make movies that I'm always imagining, what would people want to watch and what characters would they get into? So they're not for everybody, but I am happy with how many people they are for.
Well, they're definitely for me. And just very quickly before I go, have you someone like that? Have you someone that you kind of look at a screen or look at a cast and go, ooh, I'm going to watch that because XYZ is in it?
No, pretty much just me. No, I mean, I hate to admit it, I love watching Tom Cruise on screen. He's a lot of fun. I think Chris Hemsworth, great. Christian Bale, if I'm looking for a more interesting performance. There's so many actors that I get excited about their movies coming out.
Well, we're very lucky. I'm very fortunate to have you, Mr. Butler. Thank you for taking the time, Jared, to talk to us. And we can't wait to see you back in Ireland soon.
Thank you. Absolutely. But I think I'm coming for the Lions game. But I'll hunt you down.
Please do. Because as I said, I'm the guy who's watching the movies here in Ireland. So.
Okay. Let's go to Kerry.
Yes. We'll do it. Jared, thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM.